This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. In the Old Testament time, it was widely assumed and recognized that women were not held in high esteem. The responsibility for women back in those days was to look after their husbands and provide them with heirs, as many as possible. But there are some strong hints in the biblical record that women sometimes played very significant roles in the plan of God's wish for our world. And I don't think we should overlook the tremendous contribution Sarah made. Now, Sarah was Abraham's wife, and she played a crucial part in the creation of the Hebrew nation. So how much did she know of God's prior dealings with her husband? We're not told, but we know one thing was that she couldn't have children. The womb was barren, as it were. And when the promise was first given to Abraham that all peoples on earth will be blessed through you, that was in Genesis 12:3, Sarah was aged 89. So what hope was there that she would be pregnant to have children? So she decided to take things to her own hands, and her proposed solution was what we in the modern world would call surrogate motherhood. And her idea was her husband would have a child by her maid. Her name was Hagar. And this was her attempt to do God's work in her way, and it appears that her husband was willing to cooperate. But God had not forgotten the fact that Sarah could not have children. He knew that fact that she was part of the divine plan. And this is what we read in Genesis 17. I will bless her, that's Sarah, he said to Abraham. I will bless her and will give you a son by her. And we read in Genesis 17 that this made Abraham amused. He fell on his face and laughed. It seemed just absolutely incredible. It seems just such a silly thing to say. And Sarah herself had a similar reaction to this impossible situation. She overheard a conversation between God and her husband, and he heard the promise, and this was a laugh too. She laughed. But in that hour, it wasn't such a funny thing. The Lord posed a significant question. This is what it says in Genesis 18:14. The question was, is anything too hard for the Lord? That's a great question. It's gone from generation to generation. And we have to turn to the New Testament to discover how Sarah reacted to God's news. And we read this in Hebrews. By faith, Sarah herself received power to conceive, since she considered him, that's God, faithful, who had promised. And 8 centuries later, Isaiah would remind Israel, look to Abraham, he said, your father, and to Sarah, who gave you birth. So at what precise moment was faith born in Sarah's heart? It had to take a great deal of faith, didn't it, for her at that age to believe that she could have a child. We know that Sarah learned to trust God, even when it seemed impossible. And here they were, they believed that in spite of her barrenness, that God would provide. And I think that Sarah stands as a tremendous encouragement to every believer who faces the impossible situation. There was another woman, Mary, when the angel said to Mary, for nothing is impossible with God. That's in Luke 1:37. There we have it again. Nothing is impossible to God. There's a very old chorus that I remember some years back. I'm not sure that it's sung very often now. It says, have you got any rivers that you think are uncrossable? Got any mountains that you cannot tunnel through? God specializes in things that are thought impossible. He can do all things that no other friend can do. So here it is, people who believe that this was impossible. And barrenness, I guess, is not just restricted to the physical, because I read in an article written by Dr. Brian Ross that there are seasons, he said, when barrenness overtakes the churches. Symptoms include lack of discipleship, lack of energy, and general apathy of the church. So Sarah is not alone in there. We need to ask ourselves the same question, I think, as Sarah. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Certainly not, because God specializes in those things that we think are impossible. Thank you, Lord, today for faith. We believe, Lord, that we can have faith, just as Sarah and Abraham had faith in you to deliver a child, Lord, when it just seems so impossible. Thank you, Lord, for your wonderful provision. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.